Ramble.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Oh, we could have been the Go For It Gang.
The Go For It Gang.
The Go Gang.
And our mascot is a gopher.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Definitely
you
not
guys
that.
Can steal that out there. If you're listening, you're like, I want to copy what the Try Guys do, but with a different name.
The Go For It Guys. The Go For It Gang.
And they're a bunch of gophers?
Well, their mascot's a gopher. Like ours is a triceratops.
The
Go For It Gang.
Gang.
And that allows them to be, you know, it could be.
Why not just the Gopher Gang?
Well, because that makes it really sounds like gophers.
Maybe that's the fandom, Gopher Gang.
Yeah, the gopher, your gopher gang is the gopher gang.
Gopher gang, gopher gang.
That's kind of what I'm
gopher gang, gopher gang, gopher gang, gopher gang, gopher gang, gopher gang. Well, welcome to the tripod. It's another episode. You got your Ned.
Hey.
You got your Zach.
Seriously, considering a rebrand over here.
You got me, hi, and you got Miles.
Hey.
And you got Rainey working busily in the background. My gosh, we're... Yeah, you know what's going on this week? We're having a week. Let's check in with everybody. How's everybody doing?
Oh, I wasn't prepared for that question.
I'm good, man. General small talk?
General small talk. Here's something I did this morning. Wes is very into dinosaurs. We were playing with these little toy dinosaurs. They have the Triceratops, obviously. Mm. And then they have this like six... horned, spiky Triceratops. Did you guys know that that existed?
Six horns?
There are other types of similar looking Triceratops.
Wouldn't it be a septus?
You think it would be a hexatops? No, it's called like a striatops. Strikeatops.
Strikeatops.
Strikeatops. Strikeosaurus.
Pokemon.
You're telling me new dinosaur just dropped?
New dinosaur just dropped.
New dinosaur. That's thrilling.
I mean, I thought I knew everything, guys. I thought I knew everything. Yeah, it's Styracosaurus.
Less cool.
Styracosaurus. But look at this, dude. Look at this. Look at this motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually pretty dope.
That's big motherfucker.
Big motherfucker.
Oh, I feel like I've seen that.
You can see this.
Look. He's got crazy heckin'.
That's cool.
He looks like he just has a bunch of wild eyebrows.
That's big, yeah.
Poking out.
Is he auto-tracking my face?
I'm on board. Ned, once again, forgetting this is a podcast.
Yeah, yeah, this time. On YouTube.
Yeah. Half the YouTube feed.
Over half of our viewing audience is on YouTube.
It's a great point.
So
shout out to you guys.
Majority rules, technically, we should only be doing video gags.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Or at least doing half visual gags.
Half gags it. Just our audio effects.
Yeah.
When are you getting that fucking... You said you were like, oh, when we were in the new office, I'm going to have a board that is full of crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
But you guys aren't wearing headphones.
That's
but if you were wearing headphones...
Mr. Cooper sound effects.
Where are my headphones?
Do you want to plug in headphones? They're right behind
you. Are you kidding me, Miles?
The headphones are ready.
They're ready.
I set up all the headphones.
No, told me. Look, see, it's mounted on the wall and everything.
Well, I tried to broach the subject, and all the You Can Sit With Us girls laughed at me. They said, we don't want to wear headphones.
They have hair care about.
But they have earbuds.
You know,
I give
they
them earbuds.
They care about how they look.
You
not
need
like
to
us.
Encourage it. It changes. It will make us better at our job.
I agree, but they didn't want to do it. And so I said, the guys are going to love this. Put on the headphones, because get ready, because I do have sounds.
Here's what I love about this now, okay? Because we're all in a room, and normally when we're talking, we have to yell at each other to be heard. But now
you want to delve into that a little bit more.
But now I can that was a different thing. I'll tell you that in a second. But now I can be at any level I want.
That's feeling better.
You like that?
Yeah, that's good.
Nice for
that's
you,
good.
Keith?
I think everything sounds good.
That's good.
I think it sounds good. There's the audience. Hey, thank you. The audience loves it.
Audience loves it.
So great to be here. We've got quite the show for you tonight. Okay, that's enough. Thank you guys.
I think please calm down.
Boy. I think can these effects fade out and not just hard cut?
So I don't have that power.
No, it's a hard cut only.
Well, these are I am assembling I am assembling sound bites from all the other podcasts, but right now these are the ones that came with the mixer. I have a good one. Actually, you know what? Let me debut a couple. Rainey sent me a couple yesterday that Rainey was working on.
Shout out, Rainey, in the background.
Here's a good one that I think
we
you
see
guys
her
are,
hand.
I think you're really going to love this one. Here we go.
If you're trolling us in the comments, stop watching.
Where is this from? Wow. Who said this?
What do you mean? That's that one was Rachel.
Oh, it did sound like Rachel. I recognize the voice.
Yeah,
it
did sound Rachel's like Rachel. Voice.
Yeah. This will make us feel more like podcast hosts.
I think so too.
I mean, I'm used to just yelling and screaming as a classically trained stage comedian.
That's right. That's damn right.
So I inadvertently hurt Ned's feelings yesterday, and we haven't had a chance to talk about this. So I will explain
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you did.
I know, and really? I really didn't mean to. I noticed a trend in our videos over the last 2 months, and I don't know how we moved here, where our videos have all kind of began with this intense montage of screaming, accompanied by us screaming at the audience, and I think it was subconsciously us adopting some of like, well, Mr. Beast videos start really dramatically and quickly. Mm-hmm. But I would point out also he has an audience of 10-year-old boys and we have an audience of, 23-year-old women. So I think that there is something to learn from that. But also, I did notice some comments that were like, hey, it's starting to get like really aggressive. Can we tune it down a little bit?
Yeah, I've seen
so
that.
So yesterday in our video, we started, it doesn't mean we don't
what
come
comments?
In with an
from
infectious energy. Doesn't mean we come out. But so I said like, hey, can we do this one not screaming?
No, you were much more aggressive.
It was much more aggressive.
I apologize.
Your bedside manner was like, you're going to need to tone it down. We've been screaming a lot in videos lately. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll do different.
He did the exact opposite. He's like, he did. Welcome to this new episode. We're going to spin a wheel and cook something. And I'm like, oh no. I did not realize that my bedside manner was so poor. And I will admit.
The punchline to that was that Zach rolled on the wheel and then said, this is the try wheel. Like literally came in yelling right after saying, can we do a take without yelling?
I did it excited, but not. It's not that we don't do excited. It's just that we don't go, because that's been a lot of our video lately.
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, it hurt me personally.
And I'm sorry. Yeah. And that's why I'm apologizing now and explaining.
I do appreciate the explanation. And I think we should, you know, try different ways of hooking people's attention. Mm. My go-to is, you know,
yelling at
high
them.
Energy.
That's your bread and butter,
baby. Which is like, you know, pretty, it's not yelling at someone, but it's like excitedly, loudly talking about what we're going to do that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know what to do. Like, I can try. This is a whole new world because I feel like I can hear myself.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Miles, for turning me up.
Are we too
and
chill
I don't
now?
Have to,
I
don't,
are we I too? Worry that we're too chill.
Then like, we're boring now.
I hate that it doesn't
I know. I'm sorry. See, it's just because
it's just like so not pleasing to hear a hard cut.
I'm so sorry.
I like it.
It is not pleasing. Maybe I can fix it. Here we go. Let me try this. How about this? No, yeah. Mm. Did not better.
What the fuck is up, everybody? Welcome to the show. That's my happy place. That's my comfort zone.
I'm on board with it.
I want to feel like I'm on a stage.
I have a couple segments for us here.
What a transition.
Maybe this was a bad idea.
Okay, so I have a couple segments for us here. I'm sorry, Keith. I have a couple segments. I'll have to, here's what I'll do. I'll just make a laughter that fades in and fades out, and then I can use that one.
But I want to experience it. Oh, you're going to make one for us later.
Yeah.
I just don't know what kind of soundboard doesn't have a fucking fader on it just to literally.
Oh, I can. How about this?
Yes, that's,
there
what,
it
that's
is.
What I was asking you to do. I was
oh, I'm sorry,
you
Miles. Are we
out.
Asking you to do work?
Is it too much to ask you to produce?
Okay, everybody. Well, you guys are the smartest guys in the room, and we have a special little segment that is going to be fun.
Is it?
Well,
you know what they say is you never be the smartest person in the room.
Yeah.
I've been doing that my whole life.
I don't have that problem.
You're never going to learn if you're the smartest person in the room.
That's a good point.
Surround yourself by people who are better than you.
I always heard never be the nicest house on the street.
That's also true.
That's true too.
Is that true?
Yeah. I always heard.
Yeah, you got to be kind of like in the middle.
Yeah.
I always heard don't be the best chef because then your friends will cook meals for you.
Yeah, don't be the best at fucking.
Yeah, because everybody's going to want to fuck you.
Okay, this segment's called Teach Me Daddy.
Okay.
A segment where you guys, very experienced and wise, teach the audience about topics of my choosing, whether or not you know what the fuck is up.
You are really good at coming up with new ways to frame the same segment again and again and again. And I'm
and fade it up.
You just demonstrated the ability to do it good.
I have to jump on it, though, because it's only 2 seconds long. So if I...
Uh-huh, honey.
Okay. So I thought this would be a fun segment. This is an episode...
What was that?
That was Ned soundbite.
Uh-huh, honey. So this is correct. It is similar to the other segments we've done, but it's where I ask you guys questions and I want you to teach me about them, whether or not you know about them.
Yes.
You got it.
Get to it.
Are experiencing us having to listen to our podcast in real time and going, oh no. Yeah,
oh, so far, no. I think I'm
unsubscribing.
Okay, here we go.
No, that one doesn't have to fade. That one has a natural progression.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Do you have live bleeping so that if I say you can bleep it?
Almost got it. What's the fucking first topic?
Okay, here we go.
Nice. That was good.
What's this most healthy food to have? What's the most healthy food
power
to have?
Power greens.
Power greens. But why?
Zucchini.
Omega-3s.
Asparagus.
I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably like vegetables that have nutrients, not iceberg lettuce.
It depends your goal, but you want some high nutrient, non-starchy vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
If you want like good nutrients for your bod,
spinach.
Starch. It's for your shirt.
Is starch... I have a question. I have been eating a breakfast burrito often, and that is potato, egg, cilantro, onion, salt.
Mm-hmm. That's totally fine depending on your body and what your goal is. Zesty. There's no such thing as bad food.
I want to be really healthy.
Well, maybe there is.
Yeah. you already know what that is.
Well, what does that mean? There's no such thing as healthy.
That's my point.
There's healthy for you and what your goal is. If you are... So what you're doing, you're eating a high-carb, high-protein diet. So you are giving yourself energy that needs to be converted. If you don't convert that energy, then in theory, that is unhealthy if you consider whatever.
Off king.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been living this whole fucking life. I'm 3 months into just like super hyper-focusing on what's going into my body for the purpose of trying to
grams,
create like real regularity so that I'm not having spikes in like my glucose levels, which are things that can trigger chronic pain in me. So like,
man, I had a root beer last night and I'll tell you what, it was at a party, right? We had a little office opening party.
Yeah.
It was really great, actually. Mm-hmm. It felt like we were a community for the first time.
It was wild. It was trippy.
Yeah. There were bugs.
A weeknight. I didn't want to drink too much. So I was like, halfway through, I'll switch to a root beer. Turns out that bad boy's loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
I was tossing and turning for at least a good hour and a half because my body, I'm like trying to fall asleep and my body's just like, it's like,
you were hopped up.
I was hopped up.
Wait, what was that, Keith?
I get that. No, I get sugared up too. I'll have a Coke or something and be sugared up.
All sugared up.
It really does get me. And I think the older I get, the more it like affects my body.
And I think the older I get, the more I'm kind of able to be in tune to that feeling.
I want you all to think of me and my pain as the canary in the coal mine for what's actually happening to all bodies, right? Mine's just more extreme. But when I drink processed sugar or eat processed sugar, I literally feel my neck tense up.
Really?
Like I will feel pain from processed sugar within about 20 minutes.
Wow. Are you suggesting we give you our food before we eat it and ask if you're
not? Yeah.
I like that.
Zachary, please eat my food for me.
I'm farting.
Are you guys going to donate your brains to science?
Hell no.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that'd be dope.
I'm going to keep mine on ice so I can be reanimated.
I'm going to donate my brain to science, my skull to a theater company, and my organs to, well, if they're still good, someone else can have them.
And my ass to
you want somebody
the
walking around with your dick and balls?
If someone can do a successful dick and ball transplant, I see no reason why not.
That's pretty cool.
I'm not using it.
Do they do dick transplants?
I think they have, actually. They have done them, yeah.
From a cadaver?
Not from a cadaver. Well, I don't know. So I think it is like
someone's giving
brain,
up their
no, like
dick?
Brain dead. Like if you're like,
I had
dead.
To give my brother my dick because he was going to die of no dick. I'm going to die of no dick.
If I'm a vegetable, they can take my dick, I think.
Yeah, right. I think that
dick transplants. Today on the Try Guys, we're transplanting dicks with each other. I got Ned's dick. Now, I'm excited because that dick knows how to make a baby.
That guy's switched dicks pre-thoughts. For a week.
We should do pre-thoughts for videos we'll never make.
I think it's a really funny idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just to have them on in the bank.
Yeah.
Up next on Teach Me Daddy, what's the best way to do doggy style?
Hey, what the fuck, Miles?
Okay, we can move on from this.
probably consensually.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's move on to another segment because this one appears to be tanking. We have a question. We have a couple questions here from our listeners.
Is Rainey already editing the podcast that we filmed an hour ago?
Yeah, but it's going to be disorienting because on my video, people are going to be like, but she's editing a podcast a week later that came out the week before.
Wait, are you don't let them
don't
know
reveal
that we figured
secrets.
Out time travel.
We always record them day of.
Yes,
honestly.
I didn't just switch my shirt.
Okay, here we go. We have some questions from our listeners, and they're going to need some stuff to be answered. Here we go. Greetings, Mr. Bath Senor. Mm-hmm. I've recently discovered the Try Guys. How did I live before them? Now, although I'm not a fan of listening to podcasts in general, I just spent the last month listening to every episode of The Tripod.
Oh, wow. Your dreams must have been fucked.
Yeah, huge fan of The Miles Nation. Thank you so much. I need advice. I work with a condescending note leaver. You know, one of the people who leaves notes for everything.
All eyes look to me.
Did you write this in about Zach?
You know, one of the people who leaves notes for everything. Like, guys, can we make sure to print to the right printer? We should all know the printer you are printing to has minimal ink. I get communication, but there is a new note every day taped up all over, and they're usually specifically addressing the one person in the office that doesn't do anything, but they just don't want to confront them on one-on-one. The most annoying part is that the letter is always written in all caps, and there are tons of misspelled words. I fight the urge to write grammar corrections on everyone. Advise me, Miles.
Wow. Okay. Have you ever encountered this? Someone who's leaving passive aggressive notes all around, like sticky notes, I imagine? That's fucked.
Yeah.
I've never seen that in real life. Sounds like a movie or a TV show trope.
Yeah.
I think 100% you should start correcting their grammar because that's
hilarious.
Demeaning and hilarious. And I think you need to start leaving your own notes.
Yeah.
You need to fight fire with fire here.
Yeah.
The notes, though, don't seem to be directed at this person.
Yeah, but I think it's the actual act of them that's annoying to the person.
Oh, it's aggressive. It's like, that's one of those things that's passive aggressive so passively that it becomes aggressive again.
Mm-hmm. In college, one time we were a little too late, a little too loud with one of my friends who needed to get up early the next day. We had a communal printer in the living room, right? He types an all caps message, man. Shut the fuck up, I'm trying to sleep. And then prints it. We're all talking. We hear the printer go.
That is incredible.
And see it. Mm, okay.
That's really funny.
Time to shut it down.
That's nice.
I love that. I mean, let's bust this shit open. Is there a good way within an office scenario to communicate displeasure with other people's habits?
I mean, we just did it on the podcast.
Yeah, I would say that I didn't handle it well yesterday.
We just had some conflict resolution live in front of the people.
Yeah.
That's how we handle things here.
Would it have been better if yesterday I left a note, slid, and said...
that'd be nice.
Wrote a tiny note on Zach's desk.
You know what you could do is in front of other people, be like, Keith, what are you looking at?
I'm just thinking.
Okay, Keith, you're staring
at like to have soft focus.
That's beautiful. You could be like standing in front of the printer and then you pretend that you're having their problems. So you're like, oh man, I printed to the wrong printer. Oh, I'm so dumb. I should have printed the other one. I can't believe I keep making this mistake. And they're like, what are you talking about? And you're like, of course we were told to print to the right printer, but I keep messing it up, but I'll make sure never to do it again. And then they'll be like, oh, I've been printing the wrong printer too.
I have a thing that's been happening to me with, so Keith, your soft focus moment.
Uh-huh.
I love going soft focus and letting my imagination wander. Mm-hmm. Like that is something that I've really cherished since childhood. And it's like you don't control when that happens, but every now and then your mind drifts off and you start to have ideas. It's this flow state, right? It's just mm-hmm. this other place that you go. And Maggie, whenever she's with me, she really wants to know what it is. So she'll go, as soon as she sees it going, she's like, where are you going? And I'm like, I'm not there. And she's like, oh, okay, I'm so sorry. And she wants to know, but she cannot contain herself to let it go for an extra, 20 seconds to find out later. It's very cute.
I tell you, so one of the reasons I stopped reading books is because I couldn't stop my brain from totally drifting off whenever I was reading.
Hmm.
So I would read a page and then I would like wake up and realize I didn't read anything on that page. My eyes read it and part of my brain read it, but the other part of my brain was totally gone.
That's too bad.
And ever since I was a child, I could never keep my brain focused on a book. So I just gave up.
And then you said, you know what? I'll write a book.
Yeah, it's a good life lesson.
Well, I mean, it was just like, no, I couldn't do it. I tried so hard. And the only, even like Harry Potter, which I loved, I would have to reread chapters so many times because I could not get my brain to stay in the goddamn book. Because as soon as I would be like, oh, I sound like a good sandwich.
I think that's probably very relatable. I certainly have those moments and it's hard. Like, you got to know.
Always.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Just always.
I did read a book this weekend. I was very happy.
What'd you read?
You want to go back to small talk time. I got about 80 pages in.
It's pretty good.
That's fucking hot out. I got a backyard now, so we bought an inflatable pool.
Same.
Oh, guys, yes, Liz. Okay, I bought two things. So I bought an inflatable pool, filled that shit up. Then we got The Blob. You may have seen it going viral on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Here's what it is. It's basically a waterbed that fills up, and then you lay on it, and it feels like a waterbed. And you can put... here's what it does. You are sunbathing, but because you're laying on water, you're cool. So you're cooling and bathing, but you're not wet. It kind of feels like floating on a raft in a pool, but without having a pool, because I don't have a pool. Mm-hmm. It's that same experience where your backside is cool, your top side is warm, you got this yin and yang of heat. It is unbelievably delightful. And then there's a second mode where you can plug in a hose and it does this little
sprinkler
waterfall over your body.
That's nice.
But we put just a little bit of water on the top, so it was like my belly just ever so gently, like,
makes a tiny little bit of pee-pee.
Yeah. It was wonderful. And I just like for 4 hours hung out in my backyard, read a book, relaxed, kicked it. I was my meter filled all the way up. Nice. I felt like I was on vacation in my own house. I loved it. And I don't know why I don't do that. Because like you go on vacation, you go to the beach, you read a book. I never recreate that experience at home. I had genuinely, I was so happy.
Yeah. I bought an inflatable pool. I had it filled up on my birthday. Mm-hmm. And Chris Reinecker came over and he brought over like an inflatable cactus that shot water out of the top
wild.
Of it. And it shot, it shot lots of water out of it. We like put the pressure all the way up and it was like giving a 20-foot diameter of water just flying everywhere.
Wow.
And then we were trying to throw a ring toss on it and somehow it was just very fun. It was like a childhood day of yeah. a pool party. Like sprinklers are fucking dope.
We're happy now. Wait till we see that water bill. Am I right?
I mean, probably.
Were you guys like in your little swimsuits, like dancing?
Yeah.
That's so fun.
I was soaking wet. Like I was like child wet, where a child is in a sprinkler and they're head to toe. You can't get them any more wet than they already are. You're just so wet. Oh, it was hilarious.
That's the game I play with Wes is sometimes we'll just turn on the lawn sprinklers and yeah. run around and so just be like, ah!
That's so, so wet.
It's a blast.
Did I tell you guys about Rosanna Pansino's birthday party?
No, I wanted to go.
It was really fun. She yeah. had a party that was basically all for toddlers. It was like fun. Three or four people with a toddler there. She had a 9-foot tall water slide that went like straight down.
Inflatable.
Inflatable water slide.
Yeah.
Water slide
so dope.
With water running down it. I was climbing up and like I was just ripping down this thing. Wes went down once and he's like, oh, I don't know. And then I kind of gave him space and then he slowly like climbed up all by himself and just went sliding down. And then you couldn't get him off it. He's just yeah. going again and again and yeah. again and again.
Nothing's better awesome. Than a big old bouncy slide.
That's awesome.
The scale of the world when you're a child is incredible.
If only.
Yeah. Right? This was a pretty big slide for me. Imagine what it would be like for someone who's a quarter of my height.
Yeah.
Like for me.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what's another question? I think we solved that
sorry,
one pretty
yeah,
good.
Sorry, yeah, I heard it. Okay, here's another question for us.
You need like when we told those stories, you need a button that goes, cool for the summer.
absolutely. Yeah. Ooh, now, cool. Yeah, I would love pitches for other sound effects to have because I can have lots of them. Okay, here we go. Another question here. Hi, Miles et al.
Why the fuck is everyone talking to you?
Because it's advice to the glowformiles.com at gmail.com.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's what I think.
What about I'm drunk point. Try guys?
I checked that one and it was sad.
Oh. What do you mean? Oh.
It was people that were like wasted. It was just
sad,
like.
Sad drunk?
Yeah,
people?
I think a little bit. Yeah, I mean, there's some.
It's
I didn't
been
look
a rough
a lot.
Year.
It's been a rough year. I think yeah. I try guys kind of was
sense.
Tough.
Hey, we're happy to be your outlet. We're just not going to read it.
We're just not going to.
Miles,
I'll read them. I'll respond to every.
We
won't
read them out loud.
Hi, Miles et al. I'm Allie, and I'm pregnant with my second baby, which Woo! Is great.
Mazel.
Yeah.
Mazel.
But.
But.
Fucking 8 kids.
My first baby. Refuses to let me watch the Try Guys.
What?
Every time I try to play a video.
Oh, you got it. I'm going to interrupt you. You got to get rid of that baby.
Every time I try to play a video of the podcast, she says, no, mommy, no Try Guys.
No.
Interestingly.
How old is this kid?
She is not bothered by you can sit with us. What can I do to get my baby to like you guys? No offense, because I'm personally a big fan. Thanks for the help, Allie. Sent from my iPhone.
I think that's more of an us problem than a you problem, Allie. I'd say we need to figure out a way to optimize our content for babies.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
not for everyone.
Do stuff with excavators. Yeah. We gotta, you know, wreck cars more.
Blippi. We get Blippi on the show.
The same thing happened to me and Wes. We used to watch football together and it was the best. Mm-hmm. It was just me and mm-hmm. my pal. He'd have little jerseys we'd watch. And now that he's discovered other types of
content.
Videos yeah. and content. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's not the content he wants, but the TV's on, he says, no football, only truck movie.
Wow.
And I'm like,
and he goes super sane when he does it too.
There's a TikTok I saw of a dad watching NFL Red Zone on his phone with like a beautiful 85 inch, like man room type of TV showing Cocomelon.
Oh uh-huh. man.
That's how it goes.
That's very
your future. So that's what my advice to this, Allie. This person is to, you know, watch Try Guys on your phone while you put on whatever yeah. they like on the big screen.
Allie may not even hear this.
That's true.
She may not even get
that. Yeah. She may not be able to listen to the podcast. Here's a question. Mm. Have you ever put, I don't know if this is bad, but have you ever put Wes in VR? Would it be too overwhelming?
No, I think he would really dig it.
Yeah.
I mean, he likes all sorts of experiential things. I mean, imagine being like,
yeah,
half of the things when you're three, you've never experienced before.
Right.
I put headphones like these, like we're wearing right now, and put the mic in front of him. Yeah. So he can just go, blows his mind. Yeah. He loves it.
I mean, you saw us at the beginning of this podcast, kind of blew our minds.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true.
He was over at my birthday party, and he was playing with every toy that I had. He was finding all the toys. He found my Mario Kart home circuit. He was like, how does this car work? What's this? And I was like, well, okay, I'll show you. And he started playing with it. He was steering it very well, also for a child. And then he's like, Nerf gun. He's like, okay, let's play with the Nerf gun. And then he's like, what's this light? And I'm like, well, this light, you push this button, it changes color. It changes color? It's like, yeah, you can pick any color. It's like, wow, any color. And then he's like, what's this light? It's like, well, this light just spins. It's like, well, I can stop it. It's like, yes, if you hold it with your hands, it will stop. But he was like, I want to do them all at once. It's like, you can only play with one at a time. It's just, that's how toys work. It's like, Then the Nerf guns. he loves the Nerf guns.
Yeah, it's delightful to see.
Do we think that Allie has this problem, or is it actually one of those dastardly co-hosts from You Can Sit With Us just trying to dig at us, saying show's better than yours, and baby, and my child thinks that you guys suck, but we're awesome.
The email address that was sent from?
Yeah.
Bustamante Rocks 69.
No way.
Whoa. We have to get that email address, by the way. Yeah. So unfortunately I have a phone call, so we have to do advice that'll go for miles early.
What?
Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
But then I'll leave and you guys will just keep going.
This is good.
Love the amount of reverb.
Ethereal.
Fantasy electronica. Love it.
This is one of the best ones yet. This is phenomenal. Is
fire.
This is pretty.
A little long now at this point.
I disagree. I want it longer.
So much dissonance.
Oh, there we go.
What the heck is up, Miles Nation?
Oh.
Wow, that was amazing.
Thank you so much to Mary Elaine.
Mary Elaine.
Drop that SoundCloud link. My God.
Appreciate the theme song. Thank you so much. Have you ever wanted to write like William Bill Shakespeare himself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted to put a little ink in your tongues?
My tongues? You're talking about stealing literature? Because that Shakespeare actually did steal a lot of stories.
Clicky, clicky, clicky.
Get it. Oh, he's talking about a fancy pen.
A little bit of money for the king. Yes, a little bit of money for the king.
Now, why didn't you do this one last week with our guests? I'm curious.
Why am I asking?
Why didn't you do this fun voice for our guests last
because
week?
Because it is way too embarrassing to do. Way too embarrassing to do a funny voice in front of the guests.
Yes, I would like some money, please.
Oh, I have a little gift for you with my coins.
A little gift for me?
Off with the heads.
Get a fancy pen.
Yeah.
No,
go to a store and get a fancy pen. I'm not talking about the bullshit ass, really expensive pens. I'm talking about mid-range shit. Okay?
Something you can lose and it won't make you crumble.
Exactly. $100 is too much for a pen.
Yeah.
$10?
Says the $100 coffee cup man.
Okay, but does my pen heat my fucking coffee? No, it doesn't, Ned.
That'd be cool, though.
But no, I'm saying to get a mid-range pen that's decent.
I have no point of reference for this conversation.
There's a huge threshold.
What are you talking about?
There's a huge threshold in between pens that are like a 2 cents garbage ass fucker shit piss pen.
Hey, man. I know.
Sorry.
Hey.
There is a big pens? There are pen people. I didn't know you were one of them.
Cover it with a laugh track. You just blatantly said piss in our podcast.
Okay, I agree. Piss is off limits.
Well, it's just a look. I mean, it's not off limits. Just he, really,
he called me a slut like four or five episodes.
It just made me think of like peeing on pens.
I asked you what really the best way to do doggy style was at the beginning of the episode.
Ned draws the line at piss.
That made me think of something nice.
That's good.
Miles called me a in his segment like five episodes ago. I'm not kidding. He had to bleep it.
So I'm talking about,
let's get some photos.
I'm talking about decent pens because I just see people with these fucking shitty pens and it's like life is too short to use a pen that's not going to be good.
Good pen, the stocks is what it wanted to autocorrect for
it's
me.
Like,
are you talking about the Pilot G2 gel?
Pilot G2
fine
gel.
Tip black
fine
from U-Lines.
Always fine.
Flash
tip.
That pic at me. Let me see.
Honestly,
this bad boy.
Sharpie
this
pen?
Is a bad bitch.
That's I love that pen. It's a good pen.
$23. I'm 23 just, Bonaroonies for this pen.
For one?
No.
For a pack of 16.
For a pack of 16. I'll say this.
A pack of 12 is $1.95 each.
The shitty like white like or blue
bank pens.
Bank pens. Exactly, Keith.
Yeah.
Bullshit. So I'm just saying get a decent enough.
Are people out here writing with shitty pens?
Not in this office.
I have shitty pens in my house.
Yeah, Keith.
You know how often I use a pen? Once a month.
Yeah,
for the one
thing.
Check I write a month.
Mm. Yeah. I've been thinking about writing more in a journal.
With a pen?
Yeah. My thoughts are written in pen. I don't go back.
It's good. It's good for your mental health to just kind of be, you know, thinking about it.
Writing is so slow.
It is slow. It's
with
slow
your hands?
Yeah.
My stupid hands.
You know what we have here?
What's
so
that?
Like we're back in the office. Super mm-hmm. dope. We kind of like talked about it, but didn't really talk about it. We had our opening party. Everybody's working in the office again. Fucking life is awesome.
Yeah.
We have adorable Try Guys 4 color pencils.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember that we made those.
No.
And they're cute as shit.
They're right here. I came in today and I needed, I was like, oh, that's cool.
Why don't we have pens though?
You can ooh, check them out at pencils. tryguys.com. They're all sold out and probably not even listed.
Yeah, I don't remember when we sold those, to be honest. I probably took a picture with one. But
I think they came with the notebook.
Oh, that the worst selling product we've ever made?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So. The dad one? I like that one.
Yeah,
me too.
It's so cool. Well,
turns out the people did not.
People disagreed.
People don't
strong
know.
Disagree
that's
from
nice.
The people. Shout hey, the market decides.
We're learning.
So here's what's going to happen. I have to go do an important phone call to do business for you guys.
Okay.
And so
put Rainy on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Get Rainy over here.
Can we cut your advice out and do advice that'll go for Rainy?
I think Rainy can, we can do both. Rainy can also do advice.
So advice Rainy, that'll rain down.
Rainy, come here, sit in
advice
the seat.
Advice that'll rain down.
Rainy, sit in the seat.
Here we go.
I'm cool sorry, pants, really Rainy. Rainy's
hot.
Rocking a polka dot pant.
And then sit right here, Rainy.
Fucking dope as hell.
Everything's running. It should be all okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm
nervous. Take the headphones.
Don't be nervous, Thank Rainy.
You. Don't be nervous. I ain't talking to this mic here.
Rainy has not
Rainy.
Agreed to this. What the fuck is up, Rainy?
Yeah, there we go.
This is Rainy.
Miles, you're out of here. Go do business shit. We don't need you. We have Rainy. Rainy is the newest member of the Tri team over here.
Yeah. Maybe you moved all the way from wherever you were before.
From
to
Denver.
Wherever you are
from
now.
Sweet home Denver.
Denver yeah. Co.
Yeah.
Wow. So. How's it been? It's been 2 weeks.
Were you working
weeks?
At NPR before?
I was. Yeah. I was working at How I Built This with Guy Raz.
You really tumbled backwards, huh? The fall with us.
I don't think so. I was, they all watch you guys.
No.
Way.
The reason I started watching you. The reason I started watching the Try Guys is because they talked about you guys so much.
Shut
there
the fuck up.
Wow. dead ass and so
dead
I
ass.
Yeah and so I started watching and I would watch it when like after a long day.
That's like a real show. They like do like good stuff over there.
Yeah.
Free shout out to How I Built This. That show is phenomenal.
Rainy's bringing some realness to the tripod.
I know. You just said dead ass.
Actual production skills.
Damn. I'm not cool enough to use it. Really, you're a full Gen Z, aren't you?
I am. I feel like my sister thinks I'm a millennial, but I saw a TikTok and it's like a quiz. Like, are you a Gen Z? And I was like, I'm a Gen Z because it was all these check marks and I got all
of them. You got
them
all.
What are some of the check marks?
Yeah, can we do the test right now?
We certainly do not have. Yeah. Are we Gen Z?
I think it was something like, it was think of a song, Dangerous. What song do you think of?
Dangerous. And the dangerous thing. Bad girl.
Yeah. So you're millennial.
Dangerous. I can't think of any. I think of like there's a Beyonce album.
I can't think of a single one. What does that mean? Give me another. Give me another one, Katie.
Yeah, we're not,
I think we're boomers.
Oh no.
But if it's Dangerous Woman, if you think of Dangerous Woman, then
what is that? What's that?
Oh, Ariana Grande.
Then you're Gen Z.
Wow. So I'm like, I'm a millennial first, but then also Gen Z, because I did think of that one.
Okay, give us another one. Give us another one.
That was the whole TikTok. It was like 10 seconds.
Dangerous Woman. Something about you.
One thing about you that we wouldn't expect. Ooh. That the audience will go.
Oh, that you wouldn't expect?
Yeah.
We used to do like, you know, it's classic. It's like introduce yourself to the company. Fun fact, you could do two truths and a lie.
Yeah, we didn't do it at the pizza party because, you know, we didn't want to be BuzzFeed, but we also couldn't think of anything better.
Well, you think of that. So this was a BuzzFeed staple and you had to like say something cool. And yeah. I think that the first day I trolled everybody and people were really upset. Where I was like, I saved Beyonce from drowning and everyone gasped. And I went, no, I'm just kidding. It was a joke. And everyone was
boo. We take this serious.
Yeah.
These are fun facts.
Well, what are your guys' fun facts when you have to have one?
Oh, I don't even remember. Probably like I broke my leg playing soccer or some fucking bullshit.
Mine is that I could whistle like five different ways.
That's cool.
And immediately Zay was like, do it. And I was like, okay, here we go. And then I just did all the whistles I can do.
I know somebody who's never tried coffee and he won't try it because he's like, it's my fun fact. It's too valuable. And
that means he's not very fun. There's a lot more fun things.
You know, yeah. And he likes coffee ice cream. So I'm like,
wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee has many expressions. Mm-hmm. Ice cream is one of them.
Yeah. Right.
An affogato.
Yeah, whatever Ned said.
It's coffee with ice cream in it.
Oh.
My fun fact was always that in middle school, I almost lost my testicle and was on Saturday Night Live within the same week.
What?
I
love that.
It's a good fun fact.
Thrilling.
Yeah. It's thrilling.
It's thrilling.
How did that happen?
Oh, well, quite a story. But hey, it's a thing called testicular torsion that happens to young boys. Just a freak thing.
His nuts got all twisted.
You didn't get hit with a baseball?
No, it literally, I woke up and I went from warm to cold and like it just constricts.
Oh, no.
It's just a thing that happens in puberty. And there's a good version and a bad version. The good version will undo itself. The bad version, the testicle suffocates and dies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Unless you get
like a hernia.
Yeah, unless you get
a hernia
immediate,
the testicle.
The guy's got to get in there.
Invasive
intervention.
Surgery.
Intervention. Immediate intervention. Yeah. So but, the guy. Yeah. No. No. Not my testicle.
We already know all these things about each other. Our audience has probably heard the testicle thing 30 times. What about you?
Okay. Oh my gosh.
What happened to your testicle?
I don't know. I mean, like the only thing that I really have is that I ran the Boston Marathon, but that's like kind of bragging. So I try and like not do that.
That's pretty cool.
Didn't peg you for a runner.
Really?
I did, only because she asked me where to go running around here. And I was like, I don't know.
In fairness, I don't peg anyone for running because in my mind, I'm like, why the fuck would you do that?
Apparently, it's really good for you. Bad for your knees, though.
It's really bad for like your joints. I don't know if this is true, but I heard that it's the most injured sport. People get the most injured from running or something.
I believe it.
You just moved to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It's a freaking weird city. And I imagine a little overwhelming to move to. Like where you're... And you're up here in the valley, right?
Yeah, I'm in the valley for now. It's just so big.
It's like, not a city. It's a sprawling
region.
It's many cities.
It's sprawling. It's it's a giant metropolis with one city center that no one goes to.
Yeah.
My parents met in LA and they love LA. So whenever I talk to them, they're always like, you just have to find the soul of LA. You got to find the soul. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. Like, I've been here for 2 weeks.
It's act one of a Pixar movie.
Yeah. The soul.
That is, oh my God. Like, you hear, you grow up, you have like the picture book of like your parents' magic LA trip. And then she gets here and it's like a dingy Burbank apartment. And like, and like she can't see. She has a little photo of the beach. And just so you know, for this story to work, we have to make your current life much sadder than it is.
Okay, I think that's good. Yeah. I think that's good.
But you'll find magic or purpose, or maybe you'll turn into an animal at some point.
What animal? What do you think I would turn into?
Pixar goes on some wacky journeys. You know, who knows what's going to happen? We need some sort of magic.
You know, the marathon thing gives me like kind of like. Like a Speedy Rabbit type of vibes.
I was thinking kind of
speedy. I was very slow. I was a very slow. I was a
tortoise. Thinking like a deer.
Okay.
A deer.
You know, a young deer.
Deer in the big city.
Mm-hmm.
my my friend sent me a like a tarot card reading, and I got Fire Ant. So I kind of like that.
Dang, that's intense. Cool.
You know, people don't think of insects as what animal are you?
Yeah.
But that's a good one.
Yeah. Wait, what are you?
What am I?
Yeah. What country as an animal? Are you from?
Yeah.
Cheetah.
Yes, I see that very much. I get that.
Yeah, you kind of are a cheetah.
Yeah.
Not in our universe, you're a chicken.
I'm a chicken in our universe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes you are what you are relative to other people.
And I'm a giraffe in the universe, which is not far off, but I feel like I'm a big bear.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I think as I've gotten older, I've gotten less cheetah and more like ox.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I've got some aggression in me. I can eat a lot. I'm very cuddly, though, as well. So what else has been going on? You have 2 weeks. What's been the best, the high point and the low point in the 2 weeks?
Ooh. Well, I went to the Venice Canals. I've been doing everything that Miles tells me to do. That's it.
I'm so sorry.
Uh-oh, don't follow his advice. It's kind of a bit that we let him give advice. You don't want to follow it too closely. Yeah.
It has been, it's been so good. He knows a lot about coffee. He knows a lot about,
that's
like,
true. He does know coffee. Know.
Strange having someone look up to Miles. You're just hearing all these. Yes, go on.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah, he's been teaching me so much about cables and about click 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 all the
click click click
all the buttons.
No, we like to fuck with Miles, but he's amazing and great at what he does. I hope he doesn't hear this.
Yeah.
No, he is an A+ boss. I would definitely recommend anybody watching to get a boss that is Miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want him to be my boss.
Advice that'll go for
but
Miles.
He's helped you get around. What's your favorite food?
Oh my gosh.
If you could eat anything.
I love so much
it food. Is genuinely one of the highlights of LA. It is considered food. The food capital of America, possibly the world right now.
One of them.
I feel like I haven't found like the soul of LA food though. Because I've been going to like Lemonade. I don't know.
No. I mean, that's good, but
get away from LA chains. No. We got to get you to some real places.
Yeah. Which places?
And typically you want to go. So there's a lot of
taco stands
cities.
In
area. Yeah. So tacos, absolutely Mexican food. But then there are also little cultural centers within LA. You have Little Ethiopia. You have Little Armenia. You have Little Tokyo.
K-Town.
Chinatown. K-Town is the biggest part of Los Angeles. And there's so much incredible
Tokyo,
Korean
which is on
food.
Sawtelle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is, I don't know what it's called. I think it's just called Sawtelle.
Yeah. Sawtelle has phenomenal food.
But there's like, there's Puerto Rican food, there's Salvadorian food, there's Northern Chinese food, there's everything here. So like anything you like, we have it, and we probably have a restaurant that's one of the best at it.
What do you remember from moving to LA? Do you remember being like lonely or like where were you?
Well, I got
two parking tickets in 5 days.
No.
Yeah. Took a sec to get to understand how the street sweeping signs work.
Street signs are intense here.
You know what you should do? Buy in early, because this took me years.
Okay.
Buy in early to farmers market.
Oh my gosh. Thrive. I'm from Denver.
Okay,
we're
there.
We're
lockdown.
Already there.
Hell
yeah.
Girl, we do farmers markets better than y'all do.
They do. Denver, I love Denver's food because so many restaurants source from local farms. Like a lot of them do. Mm-hmm. And all the breweries do really nice food as well. And all the breweries are very like, everything Denver's about dope. It is very clean.
Yes. That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone wears cargo pants.
I hope not. When did you go?
I've been to Colorado a lot, and I've seen a lot of men in cargo pants.
Oh Lord,
but they're clearly
I'm sorry.
About to hike or just finished hiking.
Okay.
You know?
I don't think it's like the fashion capital of the world.
No, it's not.
Yeah, my vision is everyone wearing like jeans and like a kind of a plaid.
Yeah. To weddings, to like anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just always. That's the uniform. Mm-hmm. Which I love. You can go anywhere in athleisure.
Here's my new fun fact. I've only been to Denver with Keith. Twice.
Yeah.
What brought you to Denver?
The first time we went to see the eclipse, but we actually went up to Casper, Wyoming, but we flew
into Denver
and drove up. It was chaos. And then the second time we were in there for a show. We did our touring show in Denver.
Yeah.
And we went through the rain.
It was cool though. I loved it.
Bought weed, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah. Probably both times.
Yeah.
The eclipse, I accidentally looked at the sun and then I freaked out. I was like, I'm going blind. It was just a second because it was like, somebody was like, look at... And I was like, what? And then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go blind.
Is it almost time for the next eclipse?
Oh, I hope so.
I think it's 2025. Maybe it's 2022.
Can it hurry up?
I mean, if you want to travel internationally, I think there's one this year.
It's a good one
in
where
Chile.
It's going to go through the center of America, I believe. But
the next one in North America.
Yeah, I think it actually hits through.
It goes from like, I think from Austin to New York. It's like all of our homes.
Yeah.
But not kidding, like I would... 1,000%.
We're umbrophiles now.
Like there's zero hesitation when I say that if it's in Chile, I will fly to Chile just for that. It changed me. It was the best. It is. Look, we've tried so many things on this channel. I cannot think of something that filled me with more like awe-inspiring, mouth agog, life, like just shaking as that experience.
Because we saw the full eclipse. Like we saw like one of the best places to see it.
The full eclipse.
Why?
How does everyone not go fucking wild chasing these things? 99%
coverage and 100% coverage is two totally different experiences.
Yeah.
Because at the 100% level for about 2 minutes, it'll be completely dark.
It's like a dusk. And the birds freak out. And the bugs freak out.
And you can see in the distance that there is sun over there, but it's dark over here. And you can see like the light rays dancing in the like kind of like the aurora borealis. The sun.
Like you, they're at that 2 minute mark.
Wait, no, you can't. You're not supposed to do that.
The 2 minute mark, you can't
do that all up until. But then, right at full coverage,
it's this little fuse. You see it getting smaller and smaller, like a. And then like a bomb about to go off.
Then you see a ring right around it, like a black circle, and then a ring that has like dancing whitish hazy light. That's called the umbra.
Wow.
And so, you know, eclipse chasers are called umbrophiles.
I've told this story, I think, probably 100 times, but like it made me want to rip off my clothes and dance. Like I felt so like I was no longer myself. I felt like I was part of something so much bigger than me.
And you totally get how people in prehistoric civilizations must have thought it meant something.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
because it meant something to me.
Because it did. It feels so unbelievable that it feels like maybe you're being punished. You know, like, because like, oh shit, this is serious. The sun's gone. The sun's always here. Now it's gone. So you feel like, oh shit, we must have done something bad. Or maybe
or
it is
we're
something
about
good.
To transcend the next plane. And I will admit that Keith and I were on a little bit of edibles.
Yeah, we were on edibles.
Edibles and heightened the experience.
It was so cool. But everyone after was like, wow, wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And it was like, it was such a sense of community created in that moment with complete strangers. It was beautiful. It was great. I recommend.
Yeah,
if it's ever
we saw
near,
it in Madras, Oregon, on a farm where it was just like this farm was right in the center. So they were renting out little plots of campground. So I was on a campground with like 500 people, all brought their tents and their telescopes and their like eclipse gear and all sorts of stuff. Their kids running around. It was so fun.
Yeah,
and it was a sense of community and just that moment where it was all happening where you're like, oh my god.
Yeah, it was dope.
Take me back.
What's the closest experience to that if you've never done, like, is it like a mountaintop, like going on a mountaintop?
Sure.
Or
yeah,
like,
seeing a sunrise on a mountain
or there's
or something.
Nothing.
Like walking through Machu Picchu, the sunrise gate, and seeing the sun.
Right. I imagine there's probably a few others, but that one is,
there's really nothing that comes close.
Maybe seeing the Northern Lights in person would be pretty.
Yeah, haven't done that.
Mm-hmm. Haven't done that.
I think drugs.
Yeah, maybe drugs.
Yeah. I can't think of anything.
Wouldn't
else
recommend
that gives you that feeling.
Eclipse is cooler.
Yeah,
it is pretty special to have a powerful, powerful telescope and be in a location without any light pollution. I was in the middle of New Mexico. Outside of Los Alamos National Lab doing a high school program where it was all about astronomy.
I've never done that.
And it's like, if you have a close enough telescope, you can look at a star in the sky and then realize it's not just a star. This is a star cluster that has literally millions of stars in that one little point of light. And that's a pretty special experience.
And it's the past.
Yeah.
That too, yeah.
That's a crazy thing about the sky. The sky we see is actually not the sky that exists right now because light has to travel. So you're looking in the past when you're looking at the stars. It's pretty fucking cool.
If you have a telescope, you probably already know, but the Messier objects are a collection of like 50 or 60, maybe even 100 that were cataloged by an astronomer in the Renaissance. And they're some of the most like spectacular things that you can get with a kind of a commercial home-ish telescope.
I just found out that you want to go to space. Which
is
we want
to go to space.
You're not scared?
You want Final Frontier?
No,
of course I'm scared.
I don't want to go.
Of course I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm very scared.
That's That's the pinnacle of human achievement.
I don't think we'll ever actually get to the like the blue marble point where we look back and see that thing. But I just want to, I think when we say we want to go to space, we want to experience zero gravity. We want to get out of this atmosphere. I will go as far as I can. I would love that.
Yeah.
But I think that's...
I think the blue marble would be a pretty surreal
thing. I don't know that it's achievable.
You see the Earth through a little window.
I mean, yeah. I'd be fine with how we would do that. Looking out one side and seeing space, and the other side and seeing,
That would be pretty cool.
On the other side would be pretty close.
I just want to do what Ludacris and Tyrese do in the new Fast and Furious. You'll get it soon enough.
I can't wait. Well, I do want to. You didn't answer me what your favorite food was.
Oh, okay.
Tell us about your food.
Tell us your favorite food.
All we've learned is you ran one marathon one time.
About fucking eclipses. Distracting me with my favorite thing.
It's like I can't decide. I think probably Mexican.
And you're in the right place.
Yeah.
So here's the general rule with Mexican food in LA.
Mm-hmm.
The cheaper look in the truck, the better the time you're going to have.
Okay.
If you see a food truck that is like shiny, new paint, and it's like, oh, we got tacos. No, get the fuck away from that.
Okay.
You get the fuck away from that shiny paint taco stand. You go to the one that like, you don't even know how it even got there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also just recommend if you like Mexican cuisine, we have a lot of Latin American and Central American and South American cuisine that, you know, it has things that are similar to Mexican cuisine, but it's new. Like there's a Puerto Rican restaurant near here called Mofongos, and it's like roasted meats on top of plantain mash with like chicharrones in it. It's just like super cool, super unique, super delicious, still very cheap. It feels like a hole in the wall place, but it's like very traditional. And it's like, great. There's just that kind of stuff is hidden all over this city.
Also fusion, so much fusion food where different cultures are coming together. And like, I mean, the Kogi truck, which we've done a bunch with, like that's Korean,
Mexican.
It's awesome.
How far have you driven for a restaurant?
Oh, I mean,
at least an hour.
Because there's some places like if you want really good certain types of Chinese food, you have to get out of LA proper. Like, or
you have to bring me with you.
Okay, well, it's 1:03:52.
So what should we do?
She's producing us.
I think we should cut.
No.
Oh, no.
It's now our favorite part of the podcast when the younger and probably more experience than
maybe
Miles.
She's run a marathon, so that's got to be worth something.
Gives us advice marathon that she has not prepared, and I'm going to ramble a little bit to give her just a little bit of extra time. This is advice that will rain down on you with our newest member, Rainy Toll.
Okay.
You have to start with, what the fuck is up?
Or, whatever your intro is.
What the fuck is up, Miles Nation?
This is great.
My advice today is do not run a marathon. It's too long. The origin story of marathons is that there is a war. There is somebody who had to get a note back to the queen. It's 26.2 miles away, so he ran all the way there and died. Because it's not good. It's not good for your body. So crazy. I don't know. I think like some people like it, but I didn't. It was so unpleasant.
Hell yeah.
So do not run a marathon.
I love this.
But you're not
going to
do it again.
I'm not going to do it again.
Say that I did it.
Ooh, yeah.
LA Marathon.
I will not see you there. Yeah.
That's a great point too. Because if you say, hey, I ran a marathon, everyone's like, oh my God. If you're like, hey, I ran two marathons, you don't get that much more of an O. You know, really diminishing returns after the first one.
Yeah.
Just do it once.
Yeah.
So you're like a marathon runner or...
I would just say a cat.
Four
yeah.
marathons?
Yeah.
Not that much more impressive.
Not that much more impressive.
It almost becomes less impressive. It's like, you've only done four. Like, you clearly do it now as a thing and you've only done four.
Yeah. Well, have you ever done an Ironman?
Yeah. Have you ever done a triathlon, though?
Well, Rainy, an absolute pleasure. Nice to let the audience get to know you a little better.
Yes,
to know you a little better.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show, the tripod. I'm going to send it to all my friends.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just post it everywhere.
Send it to How I Built This. What's up, guys?
Yeah, NPR boys.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear more on patreon.com/tryguys, support the show and become one of our Triceratops to get some bonus content every week.
Like the thing, leave a comment on the thing, rate it, tell your friends all the stuff.
Keith. Get a sweatshirt.
get a hoodie, and maybe a Try Guys pencil that we don't sell anymore. Mm. Keith, here's with the official Tripod theme song.
We gotta rock and roll tonight. Oh, we gotta rock it hard and rock so hard. We gotta turn it up and turn off the light. We gotta rock, rock, rock till the time we rock. And we're rocking and rolling, we're rocking and rolling. It's a tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.